Here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass, it is time for Meet Me at the Diner. And we have Homemade Genius right here sitting in the studio today. We have Sarah and Ian Morris. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Oh, well, it's great to have you here. In fact, everybody's really in for a treat today because in the next break, we're actually going to hear some music from Homemade Genius. But Ian, let's see. You are, it's a husband and wife team here. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question right out of the blue. How is it to work together every day?
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Okay, that was Sarah answering. Okay, Ian, how's it for you?
It's great.
It's great?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been doing this for 20-some-odd years. It cannot have its moments of not being so great working together with Jeff and I. Yeah, it's tough sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. But anyways, Ian, let's see. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Morgantown, West Virginia.
Morgantown, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how did you end up down here in Greenwood, South Carolina?
My father's job transferred down here, and just been here ever since. So.
All right, and... Now, when you were growing up, what did you want to be?
A baseball player.
A baseball player.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I played baseball at Greenwood High, and I had played, you know, Little League and Pony League and all those leagues, you know, growing up, and that was just my dream, was to make it to the pros and be a professional pitcher.
Did you ever make that dream come true, Ian?
No. never got there.
What happened?
I picked up a guitar.
You picked up a guitar?
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into music? You said you picked up a guitar, but there had to be some reason you picked up a guitar.
Yeah. Well, my father played like 30 instruments, and ever since I was like 7 years old, he was trying to get me to, you know, play music and get involved in that, you know, part of his life. But I was like, no, Dad, I got to go play sports. I got to throw the baseball, you know. But it was just, I saw some kids and when I was in high school that played in a band and just really inspired me. And I was like, wow, I could do that, you know. And I just really got into music and picked it up. And when I showed an interest in it, my dad was real excited and got me started and, you know, just never looked back. It was, you know, guitar, bass, drums, whatever I could pick up and play. I just went for it, you know.
So what happened to the baseball?
Now it's just video games, you know.
Just video games.
Yeah.
Well, Sarah, how about you? How did you get into music in such a big way?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, I've always loved music, and I always wanted to play the violin, and we were talking about that earlier. I don't really know why. I just wanted to.
But I guess you grew up playing your parents wanted you to play the piano,
yeah,
right?
they were like, well, let's just get you a piano. So my grandma actually gave me a piano to play when I was about 7 years old. So I started taking piano when I moved here. We moved here from Alabama when I was 8, and I took piano. And after I stuck with that for about 3 years, I started playing violin. I actually drove to Greenville every week, and my mom took me, and I played in the orchestra up there and played violin and then started playing cello. So.
Did you ever have any what did you think when you were growing up that you wanted to be there, Sarah?
I just kind of flowed. I don't know. I wanted to be, I definitely didn't want to stop playing music, but somewhere in the back of my mind, I knew I'd probably become a teacher of some kind, so I guess that's happened a little bit. But
I think it's happened a lot.
Yeah.
It's happened a lot. So just out of how y'all got together as a husband and wife team, I mean, you were playing the violin, and you mm-hmm. were actually went to Lander,
mm-hmm.
right? And
yes.
were playing, and what you kept saying, what did you change your major to?
Oh, I was an art major. I didn't change my major, but I was a business minor. Yeah.
But you like all the things. You like art and poetry, don't mm-hmm. you? And all different aspects of this.
Yeah, Ian and I are both very creative. I mean, you go in our house and we don't have any space for anything on the walls. We have paintings and from us and different people and poetry, you know, hanging up. And we just like to delve in all the different realms of that. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we've already had some calls coming in, and we're going to answer all those questions for you. So you got to stay right here on WLMA, 1350 AM. Yes, Jan, they have they are teaching, and later on we'll give out their number. But, Ian, how did y'all end up together? Now, I mean, you had gone off to Interlochen. You went up there. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
I had never really done anything like that before, just kind of left everything and pursued something like that, and I basically sold everything I owned and moved up to Michigan for a while, and the school, Interlochen's, been there for 75 years. It's a very prestigious, you know, very nice campus, and, you know, I think it's, if I remember correctly, it's about 4,000 to 6,000 kids that visit the summer camp there every summer, as well as it's a high school academy during the school year. And it was just a very creative place that completely changed my life in the sense of just being surrounded by that type of creativity and the, I guess, the support group of, you know, artists, musicians, and poets. And
was it intimidating to go up there from Greenwood, South Carolina, go up there with 4,000 to 6,000 people from all over the world?
Yeah, there was people there from China and Mexico and just anywhere you could think of, there was probably a kid there. The closest person to home I met was somebody from Charlotte, North Carolina. But it was very intimidating. A lot of people had questions like, where is Greenwood, and things like that.
Where's South Carolina?
Yeah, where's South Carolina? Yeah. So, but it was a really great experience. And when I got back home from that, I just felt, man, that was what was missing in my life. And I think that we could bring that to a lot of kids here in Greenwood, because there just wasn't a lot of things for kids to do. So it's kind of what led up to, you know, founding Homemade Genius.
Yeah, how did that story go about finding coming up with Homemade Genius here?
Well, one of my friends came over to my house when I got back, and I was working on some paintings, and they were pretty large, I guess, you know, like 10 feet by 12 feet and 6 feet by 8 feet. And, you know, so
likes
it was
to express himself, folks.
Yeah, so it was taking up my one-bedroom apartment, needless to say, and He was just like, man, you're a homemade genius. You're working on music and art and poetry, and just, you know, there's not very many people that know that you do this. And I was telling him, I said, well, there's just not a platform to really do this kind of thing in Greenwood. And he said, let's start one. And, you know, I was like, that'd be awesome. And he said, what can we call it? And I said, Homemade Genius. You know, it sounds great. That was a cool name. So it just kind of, you know, started from there. And we worked with Charlie Berno, you know, with Uptown Greenwood, and started doing concerts downtown, and it just kind of took off from there, and started the teaching and, you know, art shows and all that, and it's just been going really well ever since.
It has been doing very well and becoming quite a name in our community and outside of our community, too. Hey, before we go to the break, I do want to ask Sarah, now, how did you and Ian meet? I mean, this is an interesting story right here. How did y'all meet?
Well, I guess it was about 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago. I was playing in a folk bluegrass band at the time, and we had played a couple shows up at Jim Ray and Java, which is a little coffee shop that used to be downtown Greenwood. And Ian also knew the owner of that coffee shop, and he was talking to her about how he wanted a violin player to play on his recordings.
Never had they met before.
Yeah, and I happened to be in there that day while he was having that conversation, and she said, well, you know, Sarah plays violin, and she happens to be sitting over there. And so he came up to me, and he's like, are you Sarah? And I'm looking for a violin player to play on my recordings. And I was just like, okay, well, we can see, you know, how it goes. And so I just started recording music with him on a couple of his songs that he was working on, and he got me to my band to play at the first Homemade Genius show, and I played with him, you know, when they did that first show that year, and we've just been together ever since.
So it sounds like it was a plan. It's come together. Lots of good music. We're going to hear some music here in just a second. So you got to stay tuned right here on WLMA 1350 AM. We'll hear a word from our sponsors and be right back.
Oh, that's good.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
This is
Meet Me at the Diner on 1350 WLMA. Host Ann Eller standing by live at Sharp Passes Gallery with homemade genius Ian and Sarah Morris.
Oh, that's right. You know, they have done, you've done several CDs, haven't you? Separate and together.
Yeah.
Okay. Making a buck any way they can, folks. But anyways, we're going to have the privilege of listening to some of their music here. Sarah's actually going to be playing the violin over there. And Ian, what is this thing, this round thing that looks kind of like a guitar? What is it?
This is called a yuchen, and it's a Chinese instrument from the lute family. And it's three strings. You can have a fourth, but I choose not to. It's just an octave string. And then basically it's almost like a banjo and a mandolin put together, you know, and it kind of has similar sounds, you know. Depending on where you play it, you know, you can kind of get more of a mandolin or a banjo. You know, kind of it's a neat sound. So.
Yeah, we can be on the river here in a minute. So, but this is Chinese.
Yeah, this is a Chinese instrument. And I've only seen one movie so far with this instrument, and it's a pretty hard instrument to find. You know, looking up online, it's even hard to find a picture of it. But Gangs of New York, there was a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right, I remember that movie.
Yeah, and they're actually playing one of those in the movie. So that's the only time I've ever seen one, you know, besides the one that I own. And how I found this instrument was I was on eBay actually looking for a guitar pedal, and I don't know how this came up, but I saw it, and I just thought it was one of the most, you know, beautiful, unique instruments I'd ever seen, and, you know, just kind of took an interest in it and got it for $80, which is a steal with the case because, you know, it's like normally about $400 for one of these, but it's really a nice, beautiful instrument, and just kind of took interest in it and kind of incorporated it into our music. So
that is very, very cool. Now, there, y'all are going to play some music for us. Ian, you're going to play on this Chinese instrument, we shall call it. And Sarah's going to be on the violin. And what are y'all going to play for us?
I believe, if I'm right, this is our second song that we wrote together. It's called Cherry Blossom Dance. And it's kind of a mix between Chinese music and Irish Celtic music. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Let's hear some homemade genius right here in Greenwood, South Carolina, right on the WLMA studios. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
bravo. Very, very nice. Wow, that's great. Now, I understand you want to play another song for us, too, here today. So what else we got to play here today?
Well, this next song is called Promise of Forever, and it's from a poem title of one of my poems, actually, I think. We just kind of were searching for a name and thought that would be a good one. This is a chapter.
Did you write it to Sarah?
Well, it doesn't really have any lyrics, but
it's a well, the poem might have
right,
had
right, yeah. The poem did have words to it. So, but this is more of a kind of a traditional Chinese number, and it's the same instruments, the violin and the yichun.
All right, well, let's hear how this one sounds then, folks. Could actually say that would be Sarah and Ian dancing. Boy, that is great. Now, you know, we're going to have to, actually in just a minute, we're going to have to hear a word from the news and everything. And then, of course, I know you want to play us some more music. But, Ian, what does music do for your soul?
Well, I can honestly say that music really saved me. I had some hard times growing up. You know, hung out with some bad influences and things, and music and art is really what brought me back to more positivity and got me in, you know, contact with God, and just brought a lot of things into my life through playing music. And I think just the expression and the creativity that music brings to your life is something that can be an inspiration and a healing and soothing, calming effect to the soul.
Absolutely. You know, Sarah, that brings me to what the work that you're actually doing with community initiatives and some other at-risk kids. How has this program helped them? I mean, just hearing what Ian said here, that kind of falls right in with what y'all are doing.
Yeah, definitely. Community initiatives is actually a local organization. They have a free clinic once a week, and they also do an after-school programs for at-risk kids, and they actually pick the kids up, and they have homework help and do different activities with the kids. And we partnered with them about 2 years ago and said, hey, you know, we think music would be a great tool for these kids to just see something outside of their environment and to learn discipline.
And violin was one of the instruments that y'all worked with.
Yeah, we have guitars, violins, and cellos. Mm-hmm. And we do music workshops with the kids to kind of get them engaged in the different music. And a lot of these kids don't even know what the instruments are. You know, when we first started, they didn't even know what a violin was. But we've really just seen the kids, you know, in the past 2 years, it helps them with their anger problems. It helps them
self-esteem.
Focus. It helps them have self-esteem and be able to be proud of accomplishing something. And, you know, like I said, it just gets them outside of the world that they're seeing day to day. I mean, we've brought them, you know, to different concerts and you know, brought them to see the art at the Arts Council, and it's just, we do all kind of stuff with them to just help them see, you know, there's other things outside of what you're going through right now. So it's just a really fun, and I think the kids really enjoy it, and there just would not be an opportunity for them to do anything like that without this program. So.
Well, they certainly have made a lot of progress, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about that. So you stay right here on WLMA 1350 AM. We're going to enjoy hearing some more music. We're also going to talk some more with Sarah and Ian Morris of Homemade Genius. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Every woman, wants to be loved and cherished.
So guys, if you don't want her saying,
"You ain't nothing but a hound dog,"
you better come to Sharp Bass's Gallery on the 72 bypass, so she'll be saying,
"Ooh, I love the way you love the way you love me. There's nowhere else I'd rather be."
Yes, there's no other place you want to be. Sharp Bass's Gallery, 72 bypass.
At the Diner, live at Sharp Passes Gallery, 72 Bypass, the WLMA studios with host Ann Eller, and today Ian and Sarah Morris in studio with Homemade Genius.
That's right. It definitely is Homemade Genius right here, and I tell you what, they are definitely into getting in touch with the creative side and getting the arts out there because, Sarah, what do the arts do for you? You know, we talk about this, and, you know, in these economic times, there's a lot of talk about cutting this out and cutting the arts out. What do you have to say, Sarah?
Well, I think it's important, I mean, no matter who you are, to have some kind of way to express yourself, whether it's writing or playing an instrument or just singing in your car with the radio. I mean, anything, it helps your soul, it helps you be happy. And
relieve stress?
It does relieve stress. And also, I just think that it helps you think in a creative way. The creative process, it has been shown, helps you use different parts of your brain. I think especially with kids, when they do artwork and they're encouraged to get out of the box a little bit, it actually helps them solve problems in everyday life. So there's definitely life lessons that you can learn from music and from doing the arts. So.
Now, we were talking about, before we heard a word from our sponsors, about how you've been working with the kids at Community Initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
I have had the privilege of listening to them, and I'm going to be quite frank. The first concert I heard was a little rough there, guys. But boy, have they progressed, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've worked really hard, and it's hard, too, because we work with them twice a week, and they don't have instruments at home. So in order for them to practice, they do have to come up to the community center and, you know, be watched by a professional there. So it is hard, you know, for them to progress as fast.
Because you had to get a grant to go out and get the instruments and everything. It's not like these were instruments that were bought for,
for
the groups.
Right. So, and this past year, we've actually been funded by a grant from the Self Family Foundation.
Well, thank you, Self Foundation.
Yeah, so that's been really good, and we're, you know, grateful for that. And the kids really do enjoy it, and I think that it's good for them. And I've actually had several kids who could hardly even sit still at the beginning when we first started, and now they're just calm, get out their, you know, violin or guitar or whatever, and get ready to play, and they're fine. You know, it's not really a struggle anymore, so it's good to see them, you know, progress and mature.
Sure, you know, I actually interviewed them, and one of the guys wanted to write music and have a band someday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it has helped them even in school, hasn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they do have homework help, too, as well. And we check on their grades and make sure they do homework. And I really think that a lot of them have stress at home and problems at home and problems at school. And I think that just being in a place where they're encouraged and they're able to, you know, have a positive environment to be in helps them you know, do better in the other aspects of their lives. So.
Sure, because, I mean, we've had students in the community initiatives that were getting D's and F's.
Right,
and
they're
now
doing
they're
a lot
getting
better.
B's, A's. Yeah, so they
A's and B's. So.
Yeah, have really progressed. So mm-hmm. I think you can attribute some of that to the music because it is a discipline.
It is, definitely. And they don't get, a lot of the kids don't get that at home, you know, a time to just sit down and say, you know, this is what you're going to do and you're going to succeed. You know what I mean? So I think it's been good.
It has been good. Now, Ian, don't you find it interesting that you actually were saying that music and art saved you?
Yeah.
And here you are working with kids that are being saved because they are working in this.
Right. Yeah, I think just for anyone, like, you know, I didn't have a bad family growing up. My family was very loving, but I just went through that whole teenage rebellion stage, you know, and just started hanging out with the wrong kind of influences. And I think that's one of the things I'm so inspired about doing this with the kids and working with community initiatives is just that... The influence that I can say, you know, hey, I've been down a road, you know, similar to yours in some senses, and, you know, this is what helps me. And when I get angry, or upset or frustrated, you know, I pick up a guitar and everything's okay after that, you know. And it's the same thing with painting or dancing or poetry, any of that kind of thing. I think that's why God put these things here, is for people to, you know, partake in that and, you know, be inspired. And you know, music, I mean, and song comes on radio and you start dancing, or you know, it's a very inspiring field to be in, you know, to play music.
Well, it's creative. There's no question about it. It's creative. Now, we're going to be talking about some more about what they're doing. Yes, they teach lessons. They have about 70 students. They've got a lot going on. They're booking concerts. In fact, we're going to talk some more about that. But we thought before we let the hour get away, we ought to hear Sarah on the cello now, and then Ian is going to be on the guitar, and you're going to play something else for us. Is that right?
Yeah. Let's see. I guess we're going to play a song called Father in the Light, and this is a song that we actually play with our band. We have a band that is from Greenwood, you know, all of the members, and it's kind of a folk rock band, I guess you would say, and it's called Your Sparkle Heart, and this is one of our songs that we play in the
band.
Why'd
you call it Your Sparkle Heart, just out of curiosity? I never could figure out this name. I like it, but why did you call it Your Sparkle Heart?
Well, if you notice in our name, it's a Y/OUR, and
right.
It was supposed to be, you know, that artsy thing to be open to interpretation for it either being our or your sparkle heart. And so it was just saying to be a, you know, be a light, to be a positive person in the community, to let your light shine, I guess, you know, that kind of deal. So
okay, well, that sounds great. Well, let's hear what you got to say, what you got to play here.
This song is called Father in the Light, and like I said, Sarah will be on the cello and I'll be on guitar.
Yeah.
Bravo. Boy, very, very nice. That's one of the songs you've been teaching over there at Community Initiatives, isn't it? Parts of it or something?
Yeah, there's parts of it.
I realize not the whole full version like you guys have been playing. Well, that is great. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Homemade Genius about what's going on, what things they offer to the community, and how you can be involved and you can help out. So stay right here on WLMA 1350 AM.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass or call 229-6613.
Put it out so that people can hear it, you know.
Oh, that's right. Are we back here?
You're on.
We're on. Okay, we're back here. We're just having such a good time talking over here. We missed our cue. Well, anyways, I'm here with Sarah and Ian Morris. We've been listening to some Homemade Genius. Boy, the calls are coming in. People are saying how nice it is to have music at lunchtime. Homemade Genius music. We may have to do this again, guys. Have some more members of the group or something. Come on. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
All right. Well, anyways, we've had a couple of questions. Let's just see if we can answer these questions. Let's see. Mark Weimer. He has the background, I guess you do, Ian, that I hope to have. He says, I love sports, and my music is just great. And he goes, you guys rock.
Wow, thanks.
Well, you're always looking for people to be involved with Homemade Genius, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We do a lot of things in the community as far as art shows and concerts and just pretty much anything, churches, you know, just whatever we can be involved in that's a positive, you know, environment for people to, you know, a family-friendly environment. But
no alcohol, no drugs. There you go. That's what he's trying to say, folks.
Yeah. But, you know, we do, we always need help passing out flyers or volunteers to help, you know, kind of oversee events and things
promote.
Like that, promote, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're just always looking for someone to get involved, as well as bands, you know, and artists, and just, you know, we want to, you know, make sure that people know that we're, you know, reaching arms out to the community to get involved with what we're doing.
In fact, we have a little clip over there, Boogie. Do you have that clip up there that we sent you there, Boogie?
Yeah, it's ready to go.
It's ready to go. You had a concert Monday night, mm-hmm. right? We've got just a little clip where I ran out there and recorded a little bit, and this was the group we heard was The Apprentice.
Yes.
What was about that group there?
They are a group from Kentucky, and we're on the same record label as them, our band Your Sparkle Heart is, and we've just become really good friends with those guys and just really good people, and so we've, you know, done some shows with them, and we had them down because they were on tour coming through, and it's funny that people are starting to call in saying, hey, we're on tour, we're coming to Greenwood, can you help us out?
So, well, that means you're making a name for yourself, Ian.
But that's been a really good experience. So.
Well, that's right. Well, let's hear that clip, if y'all would like to. Well, let's hear that clip from Monday night. You can hear it right here on WLMA. It's just a really short clip, but I thought you might like to hear it. Can we cue it up there?
Ready to go.
All right, let's hear it.
So who are we listening to here, Ian?
This is The Apprentice.
Where are they from?
They're from Kentucky.
They're a pretty big group?
Yeah, they've done pretty well for themselves. They travel all over the country and play a lot of music festivals and concerts, and they're doing really well.
Okay, and this is going on right here at Starbucks on a Monday night. I'm very impressed. Quite a good group you have here, Ian.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with the turnout for a Monday night. I think it's going pretty well.
That's great. Of course, this is Ian Morris of Homemade Genius just putting this together. I guess you put this together, huh?
Yes, ma'am, and some of the people that work with Homemade Genius, you know, the five or six people that we have working for us, everybody does their part.
That's great. Thanks so much, Ian.
Thank you.
That it was a nice night, wasn't it, Monday night? I mean, the weather was cooperating very nicely. It was at Starbucks, and you had two other groups that performed too, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a band from Greenwood called All Things Good, and we had a singer-songwriter from Greenwood High School called Zachary Troll, as well as Stephen Cathcart from a band called I Am Carpenter from Greenwood High. So it was a really good turnout. We had three community bands from the community, and then the band from Kentucky, The Apprentice. So, and the weather was beautiful. I mean, couldn't have asked for anything better. I think it was about 70 degrees.
I know,
outside.
Perfect. So will you be doing more of these going into the spring and summer?
Yeah, during the colder months, because we don't have a facility, it's harder to do shows, you know, during the colder months. But as it gets warmer, and, you know, anywhere that will let us set up and do the show, we're pretty much down for doing that. We have been really blessed to, you know, have equipment come in through sponsorships and donations and such to, you know, be able to do these types of events. But now we're just looking for a building, a facility to, you know, kind of have a teen center, because Greenwood desperately needs that, and just kind of open the doors and do concerts and art shows, workshops, lessons, you know. And we're looking for other teachers, you know, to come work with us. Sarah and I, like we said, are getting to where we're almost at 70 students a piece, you know, together, and we need some more teachers to come in and work with us. So.
Well, Sarah, what type of lessons are you teaching right now?
Right now, I'm teaching private lessons on violin or cello, and Ian is teaching private lessons on guitar.
On guitar. So if somebody wanted to have lessons, does that mean that you're out there and available to teach lessons?
Definitely. Currently, we're teaching out of our home studio right now until we get into our facility. And
everybody is hearing that, folks. They need a facility. Okay. But anyways, what do they do? Call you?
Yes, you can give us a call. Our phone number for Homemade Genius is 864-341-2911, or you can email us at homemadegenius@yahoo.com. We also have a website that is homemadegenius.org.
That's right. So lots of good ways to contact them, but 341-2911 will get you in touch with them. Provided he hasn't been doing a big music concert and is just blown away and he's too tired to answer the phone. I've had that experience, folks. But anyways, it's great having you here. We had a call from Jan Miles, and she said she's just moved back to Greenwood, and you've answered the question, do you still teach lessons? And you're, of course, telling us yes. Now, what about the other parts of it, the art and the poetry and this type of thing? What do y'all do with that?
Well, just this last month, we started Homemade Genius Productions, which is kind of a subgroup, you know, inside the company, where we are working with artists that can't afford to put their product out there, and we find donations or sponsors to pick up certain artists. And we have just recently got signed up with a wholesale for CD production and music equipment, and we try to work with different artists that, you know, we feel have potential of doing something but just don't have the means, you know. And so we're going to do art books, photography books, poetry,
CDs.
As well as CDs and DVDs, you know, movies.
You're going to do movies, too. Look out here, folks. Here they come.
So, but, and then just, you know, hosting the art shows and in the community. So we're just always looking for, you know, musicians and artists to get involved. And they can, you know, find us on the website, and that would be a good way to get in contact with us.
Sure. So homemadegenius.org.
Dot org.
Homemadegenius.
Or you can find us on MySpace.
MySpace. That's the one I was looking at here. The website, myspace.com/homemadegenius. Everybody is on MySpace. So, you know, one of the things that you wanted everybody to understand is that this is a Christian-based?
Yeah. We're a family-friendly organization that just, you know, we want to promote just that everyone can get involved. There's no, you know, being excluded, you know, young, old, you know.
So you mean there's hope for me too?
We have students of all ages. We don't just teach kids.
I think our oldest student is 62 and our youngest is 7. So,
yeah.
I mean,
that's great.
So whoever, I mean, all the way up to, you know, you can't.
So everybody can get involved in music. And if you've always wanted to be involved in it, and maybe you haven't had the opportunity, or maybe you've just decided that this is something you need to do, that you they should contact you, huh?
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any families that you work with? Maybe mom and dad, and then a child or something, or mom?
Yeah, we have had the parents come in with the kids, and they both just learn at the same time. And
how does that work? Just out of curiosity.
It's good. I think it's good because the parents know exactly, you know, what the kids are learning.
And it helps keep them on task
for
practicing.
When they go home, they say, you're not doing that right, or, you know, helps them.
Yeah, or like brothers and sisters. It's like
a
healthy competition, you know, mm-hmm. to see who's going to practice and get it down first, that kind of thing.
All right. Now, are we just involved in guitar and violin and cello, or where do we stand on the other instruments that are out there?
Well, right now that's all we're offering, but we're hoping in the next few months here to be offering piano, bass, and drums as well, and eventually adding some vocal instruction too.
Wow. So this is definitely an expanding program. I guess in order to expand to some of these others, you'd need some more help, right?
Yeah.
More help and a facility.
Yeah.
And a facility.
Yeah.
What type of facility would be the right kind of facility, Eon, since you're putting this out here for everybody to hear?
We really need a space that's open enough to do concerts, because that's what's going to generate the income to sustain us, to keep moving forward with this project. And as well as having, you know, a small art gallery space for students to show. I mean, we want to open it up to the community, but our main focus for the artwork, we really want to focus on the middle school, high school, college age, mm-hmm. just because there's not a lot of attention focused on that right now. I think there's In the Spotlight, it happens once a year, but there's really not a lot of shows that go on with that, and we really want to inspire kids to really get involved with that. And also, what we found is having an art show and music show in conjunction always has the biggest turnout, because you get people who aren't necessarily interested in the music, or maybe have not heard that, but the art caught their eye, and they come, and then they say, hey, this music's not too bad, you know. And then you have the other way, where they came for the music, and they say, man, that art's pretty cool, I'm going to go over there and check it out. And so, you know, we've had really big turnouts doing the art and music in conjunction with each other.
Yeah, it needs to be about, 5,000 square feet?
5,000 square feet. That's all they need, folks. 5,000 square feet. Hey, you know what? This has been so much fun to have you all here today. If you want to give them a call, Ian's number, 341-2911. It's Homemade Genius. And, you know, that name really says it all, doesn't it? Homemade Genius. In fact, they really are creative and love the, don't you love the input from other people?
Definitely.
You could use more input and more people being involved. They need volunteers. They need donations if there's available out there. If you have some instruments or something you're not using anymore, I guess this would be a good place to give them, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's always someone who needs, you know,
because you do work with a lot of kids that are underprivileged or couldn't go out and buy their instruments. So this is just too great. You know, I think y'all just ought to play something going to the top of the hour, and we'll just let it go that way. Can y'all just play something? We don't have much time left, but we could hear a little something. You know, this is WLMA 1350 AM. We've had Sarah and Ian Morris here today. So much fun to have them on the air. We're going to have them back again. So how about play something for us, guys? Are we ready?